Hi everyone, this is Robin Charbit from Insight Principles. And in this recording, I'm going to talk to you about connecting through a screen. At Insight Principles, the transition during COVID was initially awkward and unwelcome. However, as I'm going to describe in this audio, we adapted and were ultimately surprised by how well our online work evolved. We continue to learn more and more each day about thriving in our new virtual reality. So please contact us if you'd like to hear more about what we're learning and doing. Connecting through a screen. If you'd asked me back in February 2020 whether online could equal, let alone beat, a face-to-face meeting, I would have said no, and firmly. Since then, I've had an interesting and in hindsight, obvious realization about what's really at work when we connect. When COVID-19 shut down our usual in-person activities, we started reaching out to clients and offering online introduction and refresher sessions. We don't know how to make ventilators and we couldn't visit hospitals. So this was our way of helping people deal with the difficulty that they were experiencing. Well, fast forward 4 months, and we had conducted nearly 100 sessions and spoken to over 2,000 people. The people we talked to regularly reported the benefits of remembering or being introduced to the understanding behind their moment-to-moment experience. But we also frequently heard something surprising. Participants said things like, "I prefer the online session to the face-to-face one," or, "The online format really helped." Curious to say the least. As we asked more questions about the online sessions, participants told us they felt more comfortable, less self-conscious, and could see and hear us and other participants more clearly. When they were engaged, they told us, the screen separating us more or less disappeared. Aside from the utility this information provides to our current work, we went on to create online versions of our regular face-to-face programs. It also gave me insights as I realized and remembered how human connection actually works. We are living in a thought-created reality. The outside world, i.e. external circumstances, can't make us experience anything without our thinking being involved. How many times have we been in a face-to-face meeting and checked out or had something on our mind which made it hard to pay attention despite being physically there? The real world is experienced in your mind. You are listening to a recording right now. It looks like this recording is out there in your earphones or coming from your computer. But where are you actually really hearing or experiencing it? In your mind. Your mind is the only place you can actually experience anything. Your mind is designed for success because it is part of the intelligent energy that makes life possible. All of us, all human beings, are already connected to the same energy. When your mind operates consistent with this design, you will experience this connection. I'm sure you remember a time when you were talking to someone on the phone and felt deeply connected. The other person was not physically with you, but courtesy of your mind and theirs, you felt and experienced a connection. So what's the conclusion? Although you might have a preference for in-person interaction, physical proximity is not a requirement for human connection. The format of an interaction doesn't matter if you are present and engaged. Conversely, when you are caught up thinking about lots of things, including how is the meeting going or that you don't like the format, you will lose the feeling of the connection. And it will be easy to blame your experience on the format or the circumstances. If you can see and remember this in real time, you'll feel connected regardless of the medium. And you'll know where to look if you don't. Deep connection, impactful learning, and creative problem solving are possible with or without screens. If this doesn't seem true, take a moment and look inside. I'm certain you will notice a lot of mental noise in your system. when this noise quietens down, you might just find yourself back in the present moment and ready for connection.